It's lesson time now. Scoot up your chair. In Matthew chapter 6 and verse 32, the Bible says, "Your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you." When Jesus told his disciples to begin their prayer with "Our Father," from our standpoint in history, from a culture that has replaced formality with chat rooms and casual day, we're not surprised to hear Jesus began his prayer addressing the God of heaven by the name Father. But to the Jews of Jesus' day, this intimate, personal way of approaching God was unheard of. In the Old Testament, God is seldom spoken of as Father. Nonetheless, there are several references that are instructive. The prophet Isaiah declared in Isaiah chapter 63, "You, O Lord, are our Father, our Redeemer." Jeremiah speaks of God's disappointment that his people would call him "my Father" and still practice wickedness. A more pointed reference to God as Father is found in Malachi chapter 1 and verse 6, when God says, "A son honors his father, and a servant his master. Then, if I am a father, where is my honor? And if I am a master, where is my respect?" Yet Jesus prayed like this regularly. In fact, every one of his prayers that are recorded in the Bible, except one, begins with him saying, "Father." We see this relationship more clearly, perhaps, in Jesus' agonizing prayer from the Garden of Gethsemane, the night of his capture before the day of his death. His closest friends, unable to sense the gravity of the moment, had fallen asleep nearby. The Bible tells us he went a little further and fell to the ground and began to pray as if it were possible the hour might pass by him. And he was saying, "Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Remove this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will." Abba, Father. You probably know that many scholars believe the Arabic word Abba equates to the affectionate name we know today as Daddy. This was the radical statement it was. Jesus spoke to his Father the way we speak to our dads, in the tender, trust, and respectful manner you know is good. Even if you don't mirror your own personal experience with your earthly father, he talked to him simply, openly, honestly, without any reservations or hesitation. And by teaching his disciples to pray in this way, Jesus was authorizing them to share his sonship, to relate to the sovereign God of the universe with the intimacy of a child, climbing up in his daddy's lap, throwing his arms around his neck, and telling him, "I love you." This was not irreverent. This is relationship. And to the first century mind, it was absolutely revolutionary. The Apostle Paul was simply astounded by it. He wrote to the church at Rome, "For you have not received a spirit of slavery leading to fear again, but you have received a spirit of adoption as sons, by which we cry out, Abba, Father." The prayer of Jesus had revolutionized Paul's praying. The same God who held sway over the course of history had given him permission to call him Daddy. Has any other God ever shown such love as this?
All hail King Jesus.
If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.